This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Everybody, welcome to a new episode of the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and I am joined by Dr. Daryl Glover.
What's up? What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist. How's everyone doing out there in the virtual world?
Well, we are going to have fun today because you guys know that both Daryl Glover and I have served as transitions change agents. It's been a big part of how we actually developed Defocus Media because we started brainstorming while we were at a Transitions Academy event. And we want to thank you so much to Transitions for the great opportunities that we've been given to kind of network and meet other great colleagues in the industry and for sponsoring this podcast episode.
Absolutely, Jen. I remember it like it was yesterday. We were sitting down and we were at the Transitions Academy and we were just brainstorming. And the thing I love about that academy is that they are always talking about technology, innovation, and how to improve when it comes to patient care. And today we have some pretty exciting guests. Who do we have joining us today, Jen?
Let's introduce our guests. So Tara Harris, the Transitions Key Account Manager for Independent Lens Manufacturing, and Jessica Hoke is the Business Development Manager. Welcome you guys to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's get to know you guys a little bit better and your background and what you do with Transitions. Tara, do you want to go first?
Absolutely. So I am part of Transitions Independent Lenscaster team, and I work out of Long Beach, California, working with a few different lenscasters, and I really help support everything commercially from new product introductions, which we'll be talking about today, and supporting their sales and marketing team. So it's a great job. I absolutely love engaging with the lens manufacturers.
And how about yourself, Jessica?
Yeah, I'm actually a long hauler at Transitions Optical. I've been there for over 20 years. My roots go back to R&D. I started as an engineer in that department, and I've worked my way through a number of roles over to the commercial side of the business. And today I support all of the independent lens manufacturers, especially on some of these new product launches. So I'm really excited to get to talk about not just the technology today, but the launch of these products.
Super exciting. I mean, let's talk about these products because back at the Transitions the Pulse event and the Transitions the Studio events earlier this year, which Dr. Glover, I think you had the luxury of being able to attend, there were two new Transitions Extra Active lens products that were announced. One is the update of the Transitions Extra Active new generation. And the second is the new Transitions Extra Active polarized lens. And there's been, I mean, a ton of excitement, a lot of chatter, and we want to get into the details of these products and what we can start offering our patients. All right, so let's talk about Transitions Extra Active Polarized first. It was showcased at Vision Expo East, and the Transitions new generation lenses were demonstrated at the Transitions the Studio event in June. What was the driving force behind those two new product introductions for 2021?
I would have to say it's definitely innovation. Innovation is, it's part of Transitions DNA, as you know. We have a team of R&D scientists that are constantly trying to improve our products, improve the indoor clarity, improve the outdoor darkness, color perception, and activation and fade speed. And it's through this innovation that we've been able to extend the Transitions Extra Active line of lenses with these new launches.
Dr. Glover, I know you were there. You got to see this product in person. And I mean, what happened at the Transitions, the Studio, and the Transitions, the Pulse events?
Well, let me tell you, Jen, when I saw this technology, I fell out of my chair because I was blown away. I mean, innovation, innovation, innovation. When they say that it's in the DNA, it truly is. I mean, we've seen that over the years of prescribing from the chair and educating our patients. And the one thing we know that our patients love is definitely innovation. So to be able to go into the exam room and have this conversation after I saw this amazing technology, my patients were just blown away, just like I was. So for me, it was an exciting day, an exciting time, and just super exciting technology and innovation in general.
So I think this brings into mind, because there is a polarized Transitions lens that's been available. 9 years ago, Transitions Vantage, it was the first photochromic lens to offer a variable polarization. How does this new Transitions Extra Active polarized lens differ?
Well, for those Transitions Vantage fans, let's start off with what's the same. Transitions X-directed polarized lenses are clear with a hint of tint indoors and offer dynamic polarization, meaning they go from clear to extra dark and polarized when activated.
And Transitions X-directed polarized differ from Transitions Vantage lenses in a few ways. These are now clearer than ever indoors. We've added visible light activation in the car. They reach up to 90% polarization, and they're twice as fast to fade back.
Wow. Those are major improvements.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That fade back is huge. I mean, that's one thing that we always want to see get better with innovation and technology, right? When we have this conversation with our patients, you know, a lot of times they think of the old school way of how lenses were. And now we have something that we can bring to the table that's going to really satisfy their thirst when it comes to lens technology.
Yeah, so really patients have everything they loved about Vantage in Transitions X-directed polarized, but with sharper vision, larger field of view, and more vivid colors.
Well, that brings to mind a natural question. Will Transitions X-directed polarized replace the Transitions Vantage lenses?
Yes, as we continue to launch and roll out the Transitions X-directed polarized products, we will begin phasing out Transitions Vantage.
Nice, nice. So I want to talk about another polarized option, because I know that the Transitions portfolio is just wide. I mean, you have pretty much anything you could think of to accommodate any patient that's sitting in front of us. But how does the Transitions X-directed polarized compare to the Transitions Drivewear? Because I know that's another option that's out there as well. So what's the difference and how do they compare to each other?
Well, if you think about it, you know, we did just talk about the benefits of Transitions X-directed polarized lenses, and they're a great option for your primary pair because they're clear indoors and at night. Now, Transitions Drivewear lenses, they're always polarized. And the photochromics, they start off an olive green color and then adapt between three colors specifically designed for different driving scenarios. And, you know, they adapt to light behind the windshield and outdoors. So you're really getting a lens that helps remove glare off the road and hood of your car. So it really helps for a picture perfect drive. I would say Transitions Drivewear lenses are a great option as a second pair, especially for anybody that spends part of their day driving.
The Drivewear is almost like a sophisticated sunglass. It's going to auto adjust, but it's never going to be your indoor pair of lenses, where that Transitions X-directed polarized could take you indoors to outdoors.
Yes, absolutely.
We've seen a lot of questions on social media. You know, color is hugely in, mirrors are hugely in, and Transitions has done a great job of answering the call to bring the people what they want. So some of the questions we've been seeing around social posts are the Transitions X-directed polarized lenses going to be available in other colors or with mirrors?
Well, currently the technology with Transitions X-directed polarized lenses is only available in gray and without the style mirrors.
Any long-term plans or?
You never know what we're going to bring out next.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Right, right.
So Daryl, I know you said that you've been talking to, you know, we're excited to bring this information back to your patients after you went to these events. Can we prescribe these lenses right now?
Yeah. So if we want to talk about the lens availability, Younger Optics was the first to launch in January, and they launched in semi-finished single vision in 150 poly and 167. And this month they'll be launching in Trivex. We also have Hoya and Thai Optical Group that recently launched. We're anticipating more product launches from other lens casters very soon. And you can check our digitized product availability guide at transitionspro.com for the latest.
Awesome. Well, that's good to know that it's out on the market and it's moving around. My question is, what has been the impact? What have you heard from the various vendors out there since the product's been released? I would love to get some feedback in regards to that.
Definitely. So Transitions Light Intelligent Lenses portfolio is better than ever with the introduction of Transitions X-directed polarized lenses. And eye care professionals, you know, they're hearing great feedback from patients. They're very satisfied with the indoor clarity, darkness outdoors, and speed of fade back. Eye care professionals are also very confident in recommending Transitions extractive polarized lenses because they deliver crisp vision and they're great for patients that are very light sensitive.
Which, Jen, I don't know about you, but I feel like every patient that walks through my doors are light sensitive simply because we're surrounded by all types of light, whether it's the sunlight, artificial light, smart TVs, whatever you can think of, cell phones. Looking at my computer right now, there's light all over that's going to cause light sensitivity. So to have this in our tool belt is always going to make prescribing from the chair so much easier.
If you guys feel like your patients are not light sensitive, it's because you're asking the question in the wrong way, right? I think we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but are you bothered by bright light? That's a question that I guarantee you the overwhelming majority of patients say yes to, and that's light sensitivity.
Yeah.
And because of that, I mean, Daryl, you and I were big believers. We wear these products ourselves. I think many eye care providers and opticians also, like once you try it, you end up loving it because you can see how much more comfortable you guys are wearing Transitions Extra Active right now. And every single pair of my glasses have that on it. But it's really exciting that after 11 years on the market, Transitions Extra Active lenses are getting another update. So what can you tell us about the Transitions Extra Active new generation lenses?
Well, the entire Transitions Extra Active line of lenses are what we consider that extra dark photochromic lens category. And specifically with Transitions Extra Active new generation, the advanced performance that we've provided give the best extra darkness and the best extra light protection in bright and intense light situations when we compare it to other extra dark photochromic lenses. And they're tested at that 23 degrees Celsius temperature. The innovation of the new Transitions Extra Active dyes, along with improvements in that molecular structure, that nanocomposite matrix, will provide eyeglass wearers that are light sensitive or just consistently exposed to bright light conditions the visual comfort they're looking for through that extra darkness of the lens.
So I know your team always does such a great job conducting wearer studies before they release a new generation of products. So what kind of responses were you getting from patients about the new darker acting Transitions Extra Active new generation lenses?
So you're absolutely right. Wearer's tests are really critical for us because we want to make sure we're delivering patients not just products that we can make, but products that they want and need. And with the Transitions Extra Active new generation wearer's test, we surveyed the participants and 98% of them said they saw visual clarity with these lenses. 83% of them were very satisfied across all lighting conditions with the darkness of the lens. And when we asked them if they would recommend this lens to others, 96% of them said they would. So yeah, some pretty incredible results.
I love that, Jen. That's what I like to hear, because when I give my patients options and they're going out there, I want them to be able to, you know, be a mouthpiece for my office, but also love the technology that we supply to them to accommodate their lifestyle. So that's fantastic to hear. Now, the real question is this, Jessica. I would like to know, how does Transitions Extra Active new generation compare to the current Transitions Extra Active lenses? Let's break that down a little bit more in detail, if you don't mind.
Well, you know what? I'll give this one a shot. So we are excited that Transitions Extra Active new generation are darker than the previous generation and the darkest in hot temperatures. It's the only photochromic lens that achieves category 3 darkness in very hot temperatures at 95 degrees Fahrenheit among the clear to extra dark photochromic category. And the cutting edge clear to extra dark technology uses Transitions' most advanced dye package, and outdoors they block 100% UVA and UVB and block 90% of harmful blue light. And indoors, these are clearer than ever with a hint of tint and can filter up to 34% of harmful blue light.
And Tara, we also know that wearers want that activation behind the windshield. And with this new technology, the lenses achieve up to category 2 darkness behind the windshield of a car. And on top of that, they're up to 35% faster to fade back than the current generation of Extra Active.
Music to all prescribers' ears. So, I mean, obviously, those are the pain points when you have a patient who has concerns. And talking about faster fade back, darker in the car, I mean, these are such great improvements in the technology. And I already love the technology. I can't wait to try this next generation.
Yeah, me too, Jen. And, you know, I love that there's been so much innovation. It's better, but you know, our patients always want to know about the colors. Will the new Transitions Extractive New Generation Lens launch only in gray, or are we going to see all flavors out there? Let's talk about that. So,
well, we're excited to offer a complete update to the Transitions Extractive line and are offering Transitions Extractive New Generation in all three iconic colors and six style mirror colors, so you can personalize your patient style.
Awesome.
All right, let's talk about when this new generation of lenses will be available. Because I think after listening to all this, yes, we're going to be prescribing it. So when can we do so?
Yeah, so we are actually already in the middle of a global rollout. We're launching in the US, Canada, Latin America, Europe, and Asia Pacific all this year. And then next year in April of 2022, we'll release it in the Greater China market as well.
And Younger Optics was the first to launch in North America and the first to expand their portfolio into 174. But just to reiterate, you can check product availability across all lens manufacturers and all Transitions technology on our digitized product availability guide at transitionspro.com.
A wonderful resource to everyone listening to the show. We got the website scrolling across the bottom of the page. I think sometimes, okay, so there's some perks, right, of having so many different great technology options, but then there's also potential for confusion, underutilization. If patients aren't getting the specific recommendation for their doctor, of course, the patient's not going to know what to ask for. So the doctor, the optician, we have to be very well versed about what do these products do and who's the right candidate for these products. So can you kind of break down the ideal candidates for these two new lens options?
Yeah, absolutely. This Transitions Extractive line of lenses is ideal for patients who are very light sensitive and or patients who are frequently exposed to bright light situations. The Transitions Extractive polarized lenses and the Transitions Extractive new generation lenses are an amazing opportunity to not just satisfy existing wearers, but recruit new wearers into the category.
And they're a great option for those patients that want the comfort that 100% UV protection provides and help with blocking harmful blue light. And they're great for patients that want darkness behind the windshield.
Dr. Glover, can you share a little bit about your prescribing philosophies? Because I know you're so great at the multiple pairs, at the specific product recommendations. So,
yeah, you know, for me, Jen, it's all about just having that conversation with that person that's sitting in front of me, truly understanding their lifestyle, truly understanding what they do for a living, truly trying to capture their passions while they're sitting in front of me and being able to prescribe from the chair from there. Honestly, Jen, we're at a point now where we have incredible opportunity at our fingertips because the world is slowly opening back up and patients are leaving from indoors and going outdoors. And they're leaving from one source of light sensitivity going to a bigger source of light sensitivity. And they're going to notice a difference. So we want to be able to have the tools and resources to prescribe to them to just elevate their lifestyle for the most part. So for me, this is perfect timing to really help elevate my patients' day-to-day activities.
Yeah, I so much agree with you. And I've almost played like Transitions Extractive as a lens has been a default, like multi-purpose. This is the lens that I would recommend. I love how dark it gets when you are going outside. And I know that's going to satisfy my patients' needs. So I think if you are looking for what's a versatile recommendation that transitions a patient from indoors to outdoors, this is a no-brainer. This is a technology to embrace for the majority of your patients. And we just have to get really good about educating the benefits. We all need UV protection. We all need protection from these more light sensitizing sources of harmful blue light that make our eyes so uncomfortable. Build it into the lens as a natural default of, hey, when I write a prescription, this is how I'm prescribing, because it's solving so many issues that you're going to have.
You got it, Jen. But the main thing is you got to have that conversation. If you don't say anything about it, you're doing a disservice to your patients. So we got to make sure that we're having this conversation in the exam room, having a conversation online, and having a conversation in the optical department as well. We got to have it full circle. And if you do, okay, you're going to make a happy patient. And we already know with Transitions, they always come back for more. The studies have proven that. So make sure you prescribe and make sure you have that conversation in the exam room.
Thank you guys both so much for your time today and for helping educate ourselves and our audience about these great new technologies that are going to be available. And as Sarah's been so great to remind us, if you guys want to learn more, transitionspro.com is a great resource, and just kind of keep following along with us there, because you know we're always posting about the new products and the new technology that's available out there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Great one. Bye.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars and make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.